Want to welcome the audience. Good afternoon. My name is Astrid Pavlovsky. I'm from Buenos Aires, Argentina. I'm a hematologist with a special interest in lymphomas, and I am part of the GATLA group, which is a cooperative group throughout all of Argentina. And I would like to share with you this interim analysis of a trial that we have started in 2005. It's a PET-TC adapted therapy after three cycles of AVVD for all stages of Hodgkin lymphoma. So we know that PET-CT is an important tool for treatment response assessment in Hodgkin lymphoma, and it can predict therapy response and overall outcome early in the treatment. And the negative predictive value for PET-CT is very high, higher than 90 or 94% according to different studies. And the new recommendations for complete remission define complete remission with a negative PET-CT. So what we are approaching in this clinical trial is to see whether a negative PET-CT after three cycles of AVVD is a sufficiently important biomarker to decide to stop therapy in all stages of Hodgkin lymphoma. So we're trying to reduce therapy in patients who achieve an early complete remission with a negative PET-CT and continue therapy only in those who are not in complete remission. And we have our historical control to compare the efficacy of this treatment. Patients with confirmed diagnosis of Hodgkin lymphoma, age 16 or older, and no previous treatment were included in this trial. And all patients received three cycles of AVVD and a PET scan was performed. If PET was negative, no further treatment was offered. This is for all stages of Hodgkin lymphoma. If PET was positive and we considered chemosensitivity and a partial response, patients went on with AVVD to complete six cycles, plus in bald field radiotherapy in hypermetabolic lesions. If patients were considered chemo-refractory with stable disease or advanced disease after three cycles of AVVD, they went on to a salvage chemotherapy regimen according to their physician. Due to the design of the trial, we consider a negative PET-CT to be a DeVille score 1 and 2. At this moment, more than 350 patients have been included and 305 are evaluable. The median age is 31. We have 187 patients in early stage and 118, 40% in advanced stage, with almost 20% with bulky disease at diagnosis. Of all these patients, 71% had a negative PET-CT after three cycles of AVVD and ended treatment. 29% had persistent hypermetabolic lesions, most of them in partial remission, so they continued with AVVD. Of these patients that had to continue therapy, after finishing six cycles of AVVD, 75% of the patients achieved a negative PET-CT and were in complete remission, and eight patients went on to salvage therapy and transplantation. For the whole group of patients, and with a median follow-up of 55 months, the event-free survival at 4 years is 80%, as in other clinical trials, we see a plateau from there on. The overall survival in this group of patients was 96%. We only had five patients died of Hodgkin disease, and these were patients who had a refractory disease from the diagnosis. They never achieved complete remission. Two of them had a transplantation with active disease, and all five patients died of progressive disease. If we look at the event-free survival according to the result of PET after the third AVVD, the PET negative group, independent of their stage, had an event-free survival of 86%, and the PET positive had an event-free survival of 63%. and the overall survival at 4 years is 98% for patients in the PET negative group and 88% for patients in the PET positive group. And if we divide and we have four curves with a localized stage and PET negative, the event-free survival is 88%. An advanced stage and PET negative patients, we have an event-free survival at 4 years of 85%. So most of these advanced stage patients were treated with only three cycles of AVVT with 85% event-free survival at 4 years. Patients with early stage who had positive PET CT and continued therapy have a 75% event-free survival at 4 years. And the worst prognosis group is those patients with advanced stage and positive PET CT, which is only 22 patients who have an event-free survival of 53% at 4 years. The overall survival according to PET and stage is the same for all groups, which is around 87%, except for the worst prognosis, which is advanced stage and positive PET CT, which is 80% at 4 years. So some of these patients were rescued. In a multivariate analysis for event-free survival, and if we take into account age, stage, extranodal areas, and bulky disease, and PET CT, clearly PET CT is the most powerful statistically prognostic factor. And age, extranodal areas lose significant prognosis. And risk also is inferior as a prognostic factor when it is compared to PET CT after three cycles of AVVT. When I say risk, I mean stage. So if we look at the result of PET CT after three AVVT according to stage, yes, patients with early stage have a higher probability of obtaining a negative PET CT, and that is 78% of early stage had a negative PET CT. And 59% of advanced stage had a negative PET CT after 30 cycles of AVVT. So this has a p-value which is less than 0.001. Bulky disease was not an important factor regarding the possibility of obtaining a negative PET CT in this trial. We compare this with our historical control when patients were treated with three or six cycles of AVVT according to stage and where all patients had received radiotherapy. And results are exactly the same with an event-free survival of 86% for a localized stage with a 99 and 98 overall survival and 72% event-free survival for advanced stage in both clinical trials. But what is the difference between these two clinical trials? The results are the same, but on our previous clinical trial, 100% of the patients received involved field radiotherapy, and in this clinical trial, only 30% received involved field radiotherapy, and only 30% of the patients received more than three cycles of AVVT. So what we believe is that we are having the same efficacy with three cycles of AVVD, which is adequate treatment for patients who achieve early complete remission with a negative PET CT. Continuing with AVVD is acceptable in early stage, but might be insufficient in advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma, so we might have to escalate therapy in these patients. Also, this trial, I think, questions the relevance of clinical factors of previous clinical factors, and we need to re-examine this in the era of PET. Interim PET CT is a powerful prognostic factor which can help us predict which patients can safely spare radiotherapy even in advanced stage. So the highlights or the take-home message is that we have seen that most patients have an excellent outcome after three cycles of AVVD, omitting more treatment in the large group of patients, and that the high risk group of patients are those with advanced stage and who do not achieve a complete remission with a negative PET-CT early during their treatment. Thank you very much.